Now, I want to go to Mark chapter 4. We always like to back up what we say with Scripture.
Of course.
And Kathy, interrupt me anytime like you do at the house. You
know, just interrupt I'll try.
Me. And I usually interrupt her here, but and she interrupts me a lot more.
Let me interrupt you.
I will. Just jump in. That's fine. And it's Mark chapter 4. I want to start reading with verse, 35, I believe. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And... Well, let me read verse 34. This is Jesus. He says, but without a parable spake he not unto them, talking to the disciples. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. The Lord has expounded all things to me, to you and me, through this word of God. This word of God is your map of direction for life.
That's right.
I mean, if you got a problem, this thing's got an answer. And if you follow the directions, you will accomplish what's going on in life. Mm-hmm. So he expounded. So they can't have the excuse, Kathy, well, I didn't know.
Yeah, the whole crowd heard his teaching.
Oh, yeah.
But they took the time to get along with him, and he went deeper.
He went deeper.
And that's what these Bible studies are all about in our boardroom, is to go deeper.
And he expounded all things.
And they understood it fully,
right.
He says,
we
in the Amplified.
Until the next... It wasn't even that.
Well, he explained it to them.
He
fully.
Explained it to them.
Whether they grabbed it or not is another thing.
I think they grabbed it, but a lot of time, and we'll get into why, we begin to see things, we begin to see problems more than see answers.
Yes, so we're going to go deep.
So now we're going to go deep on this. Now, I want to verse 35, and the same day, that's why I said.
Same day.
The same day that he expounded all things, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Now, watch this. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. Okay, there arose a Katrina, a Laura, a Sally, all these things. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now watch it. Water in the boat. Maybe you got water in your house. Storm surge got you.
Right.
All this rain that's going on, different thing, my Lord, 30 inches of rain, you know, everywhere. And you're thinking, God, Lord, I love you, I serve you, I give unto you. How can something like that happen? Watch this. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Notice Jesus falls asleep when everything's going wrong. That's not a bad thing, because he don't care about what Satan does, because he has the power to stop it. Yet he had a lot of things that went wrong against him while he was here, while he physically walked on earth. So, but he wasn't worried because he believed the word of God.
He knew what he told him, let's go over to the other side.
Oh, yeah, he didn't make up his mind. Yeah, it was a direct, it was a command.
It wasn't a suggestion. He was at peace.
He was at peace. So he's asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and they say unto him, now don't this sound like us sometimes when things go wrong? Master, carest thou not that we perish? Hey, Jesus, I can't pay my rent. Hey, Jesus, they just gave me stage 4 cancer report. Hey, Jesus, Lord, help me. Don't that sound like the body of Christ sometimes? Watch this. Mm-hmm. And he arose. Notice this. And he rebuked the wind. He rebuked that power and said unto the sea, peace be still. Another translation, he looked at the sea and said, shut up.
Yeah, Amplified says, hush now.
Yeah, hush.
Be still. Muzzled.
I like it. Shut it down.
Shut up.
Watch it.
Shut up.
Who was he talking to? The actual wind? No, the prince of the power of the air. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He'll get into hurricanes, tornadoes, and all kinds of stuff and do all kind of destruction because he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. So he tell him to shut up. It's okay for you to tell the devil to shut up.
Shut up.
Say in the name of Jesus, shut up.
Yeah.
Why is it? Peace be still. And I love that. Now watch this. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And then Jesus asked this question in verse 40. He said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? A lack of faith and abundance of fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's just that. And they, watch this, and they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And yet Jesus said, go do the work that I do, and greater work than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. That's St. John chapter 14, verse 12. Mm-hmm. See, the storm was blowing, but those boys shouldn't have to wake up Jesus. They should have got up on that bow of that boat just like Jesus did and say, wind, shut up, storm, get out of here in the name of Jesus. But you see, all the 12 disciples were in one accord and one mind with the fear.
Right.
Jesus is in one accord and one mind with his Father. because he had said, let us go to the other side. See, they forgot what Jesus said when the circumstances arose. See, the storm's blowing, but the faith walk continues. Right. Every area of our life. Now, I asked the Lord several years ago. I used to, and still do, but I'm talking about hurricanes and all kinds of stuff, and we've had so many storms, would come, and man, we could just shut them down in the ocean. But during Katrina, if you remember, Kathy, we kept rebuking that thing, and it just kept getting bigger. It was a Cat 5 in the Gulf. And then, watch this, most storms, when they get closer to the beach, they decrease because there's not enough warm water, depth water to get it. But lately, they've been increasing like Laura, like Sally. Why is that? Satan's in those things, see? The steal to kill and destroy. Now, watch this. And I asked the Lord, I said, you know, we could just shut them down. Boy, I mean, out there, why are they getting closer to us? He says, a hurricane or any tragedy like that looks for a weak place in the atmosphere to go into. It can't go against a high. I don't care how powerful. It can be a Category 5, a hurricane. It can be an EF5 tornado. But if there is a high pressure, it hits a wall. It will not allow it to go in there. So it looks for a weak place in the atmosphere. So what happens in your life, Satan is looking for weak places in your atmosphere of faith to get into. Now, yeah, but I stood on a word, Brother Jesse. I stood on a word. My God, man, I prayed. I did everything. And yet I got some damage. I got hit. Let me tell you why. What people done, I want you to, you might ought to write this down so you never forget it. We are one body made up of many members. Let me give you a prime example. Why do some people get healed and some people don't? You know everybody wants to be healed. Because this ministry, Jesse the Planet's ministry, me and Kathy, we believe strong in healing. Why? Because we don't like sickness. Sickness don't feel good.
Right, and Jesus promised us.
But wait, there's a church down the street that's preaching against healing. They say healing's not for today. Those people love the Lord down the street. They say it. One body made up many members. What happens is, if this arm is hurting, this arm don't have any pain in it, but it knows it is. And it affects this arm. Mm-hmm. It affects you. See, what happens is, the reason why sometimes we get hit, not only is our faith working, but we have to overcome their lack of faith, overcome their lack of fear. Not being critical, being truthful. Because we're one body made up many members. We're not in unity, ladies and gentlemen. We're in uniformity. Mm-hmm. We'll say, well, you know, I'll go to the meeting because I like the guy, but I don't believe everything he says. See, that's not unity. The reason why some people, marriages are problems, they're not in unity, they're in uniformity. Notice when you're in uniformity, you argue a lot. When you're in unity, you just do it. The other day, we did something in our house, and it was my idea, which most of the time it's Kathy's. And Kathy looked at me and said, Jesse, you had a good idea. I should have called the TV staff and said, film this, baby. You
know, he wanted me to say it like 10 times.
Or at least 10 times. Why not?
Do you really like it?
It was a great day. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Praise God, it was. See, that's why sometimes you pray and you believe in God. It's not because you have a lack of faith or an abundance of unbelief. But when we're one body made up of many members, right, just like Joshua, he went out there and fight a battle, and there was 36 men died. He couldn't figure that out. That means the husband, the grandpa, the father, a lady had to live without a husband, a child had to live without their daddy. What happened? What did God say? Sin in the camp. Hmm. I tell my staff this all the time. And I'm not a master. I'm a boss here, but not a master. I don't control people's lives. But I tell all my staff, listen, I want you to live clean and live holy. That doesn't mean people are perfect. People make mistakes. But what happens is, see, people can open up doors. I told my staff, you can open up a door for Satan to attack me or this ministry, and I don't know where it's coming from. And I'm just looking around going, where is this coming from? And it's the same thing with Joshua. He falls on his face and said, Lord, we lost 36 men in battle. He said, it was sin in the camp. Hmm. Watch this. One body made up of many members. Now, when Satan attacks, let's say you got stage 4 cancer. I feel right now that somebody's had a real bad report. Hmm. Stage 4 cancer in the lungs. Let me help you. I'm going to give you some hope here. More than hope. I'm going to give you some faith. That's only one part of your body. Now, what that thing's wanting to do is send little cells all over the body so that it can expand. But see, if the rest of the body is strong, watch this, strong, that power, some people call it immune system, and that is true in one sense, that power of immune system and the power of faith begins to go against that particular part and starts killing those cells. That's what chemotherapy, one thing bad about chemotherapy, it's nuclear war. It just kills everything. Mm-hmm. But now they're trying to get all kinds of medicine where they can put specifically the cancer cells. See, if you got that stronger, it will kill every one of those cells. So what happens is there's been some times we might have had some trouble, but because this side of my body had no pain and this side of my body had pain, this was strong enough to handle this pain and kept putting power on it, see, until all of a sudden it began to heal. Are y'all understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
Is this making any sense to you?